Title: Method for Intro for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most satisfying moments in Jungle and Old School DNB, an intro that teases the low end then a drop, where the sub hits and suddenly the room feels bigger. This lesson is beginner-friendly, but it's also a real, repeatable method you can keep using. And we're doing it with Ableton Live 12 stock devices, so no excuses, no plug-in rabbit holes. First, what we're aiming for. You're going to make a 16 to 32 bar intro that feels authentic. Filtered breaks, dubby space, a little tension, and the secret weapon is that the sub is actually in there early, but we hide it. Then at the drop, we reveal it. The impact comes from contrast and control, not from just turning things up. Step 0, quick project setup so this feels genre correct immediately. Set your tempo to something like 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 175 is fair game, but 170 is a classic sweet spot. Now create a few tracks, a sub MIDI track, a drums track for your breaks, an FX or Atmos track, and optionally a MIDI bass track for later. Then set up two return tracks. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Put it on hall or plate. Set the decay around 3 to 6 seconds. Now the important part. Filter the reverb. High cut somewhere around 6 to 10k so it's not too fizzy, and low cut around 200 to 400 hc so none of your low end gets smeared into mud. This one move keeps your drop clean. On return B, load echo. Set the time to 1/8 or a dotted quarter. Feedback around 20 to 35%. And again, filter it. Cut lows below about 200 HE. In this style, delay and reverb are vibe, but low-end reverb is a mix killer. Now step 1. Build a clean heavyweight sub. This is the foundation. On your sub MIDI track, load wavetable. Oscillator 1 is a sine wave, and keep it mono. Turn oscillator 2 off. Keep it clean. The sub has one job, a solid fundamental, consistent, controlled. Let's set an envelope that won't click and won't smear. Attack basically at 0, maybe up to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds to prevent clicks when notes end. If you're doing short notes, you can use decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. If you're doing longer held notes, sustain can be higher. The main point: make it tight, not floppy. Now, after wavetable, add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono discipline. This matters more than people think. Stereo sub is how you make bass disappear on big systems. Set the gain so you've got headroom while building. Somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB is a good working zone. Don't mix your sub like you're mastering. We want space for the drop to feel bigger. Next, add EQ8. Don't high pass your sub. That's a beginner mistake. You want the fundamental. If it's muddy, do a gentle bell cut around 200 to 350 HC. Maybe 2 to 4 dB. Not extreme. If it's booming, you can try a tiny dip around 40 to 60 HC, but be careful. Sometimes the boom is actually your kick and bass not playing nice together, not the sub note itself. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, subtle. The goal is perceived weight, not fuzz. If the sub starts sounding like a mid-bass, you went too far. Quick coach note, pick the right octave. For 170 BPM Jungle and DNB, live around E1 to A1 a lot. If you drop way below E1, some systems won't reproduce it cleanly. You'll see meters moving, but you won't feel the note properly. So don't chase ultra-low for heaviness. Heaviness is clarity plus contrast. Step 2. Write a classic rolling sub pattern. Keep it simple. Sub in this genre talks with the kick and leaves room for the snare. If you're in a minor, try mostly A1, and maybe touch G1 or E1 for movement. A beginner rhythm idea is a hit on beat 1. A short note around 1.5, another on 2, then leave space so the snare on 2 and 4 still punches. If you're unsure, use mostly one note and change it once every 2 bars. Too much note movement early on can make the whole track feel unsure. Now step 3 is the core trick. Hide the sub, then reveal it. This is where the heavyweight impact comes from. In the intro, we're going to let the sub pattern play, but we'll make it feel like it's behind a wall. The listener senses it, but they're not getting the full picture. On the sub track, add auto filter before saturator. Say to a low pass, LP24, start the cutoff around 90 to 140 HC. Add a little resonance, like 0.5 to 1.2, nothing whistly. If you need a touch of drive, keep it small. Now automate that cutoff through the intro. Here's the fun, slightly counterintuitive part. As you approach the drop, you can actually make the sub feel more underwater. So instead of opening the filter, you can close it a bit more. For example, start around 120 Hz, then move toward 80 to 100 Hz right before the drop. Then at the drop, you do the reveal. Open the filter fully or simply turn auto filter off right at the drop. That snap from hidden to full bandwidth is where the brain goes. Oh, there it is. That's impact. Now add the second part of the trick, level shaping. Automate the utility gain on the sub. During the intro, keep it lower. It might be very quiet, even down near minus 12 or lower if needed. In the last half bar or last bar before the drop, dip it another 2 to 4 dB really quickly. Then at the drop, jump back to your normal working level, like minus 8 to minus 6, depending on your headroom. That tiny dip is huge. It creates a suck then slam effect, and you didn't make anything louder. You just made contrast. Coach note: do a reference drop moment check. Loop one bar before the drop and one bar after. Just those two bars. Your job is to make it feel like a door opens at the drop, without increasing peak level. If you can nail that two-bar loop, the whole track will feel pro. Step 4. Impact shaping around the drop. The safe beginner way. Classic move number 1. Reverb tail cut. On your reverb return, return A, automate the return level or your send so that the last snare or fill before the drop gets extra reverb. Let it wash out. Then right at the drop, cut the reverb return hard for about a beat. It feels like the space collapses and then the drop hits in a new, tighter room. Super old school, super effective. Optional but powerful. Add a tiny sub hit layer. Make a new audio track called SUBHIT. You can resample your own sub note, freeze and flatten the sub. Take a tiny chunk, maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds. Fade it out so it's clean. EQ it so it's mostly 40 to 90 Hz. Maybe low pass up to 120 if needed. Keep it mono and add just a touch of saturator, like 1 to 2 dB. Place it exactly on the first beat of the drop. Keep it quiet. This is not a second bassline. It's a punch cue. Now step 5, arrange a simple jungle-style intro that sets up the bass drop. Here's a clean 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, T's, filtered break loop, a couple dubby stabs with reverb and delay sends. Sub is playing but filtered and turned down. Bars 9 to 16, tension. Open the break filter slightly, add a noise riser or some atmosphere. And right before bar 17, make the sub even more hidden. Filter it a bit more and do that little gain dip. Bars 17 onward. Drop, full breaks, sub full bandwidth, filter off and everything feels like it locks in. If you want an extra old school trick, 1 to 2 beats before the drop, cut the break completely but let the reverb and delay returns ring, then slam the drums back in on the drop. That's a classic jungle coup. Optional step 6. Add a mid-bass layer without ruining the sub. If you want presence on smaller speakers, do it as a layer, not by dirtying your sub. Create a mid bass track with operator or wavitable, use a saw or squarish tone, low pass it around 200 to 400 Hz, then high pass it at about 90 to 120 Hz so it stays out of true sub territory. Add a little saturation or roar for grit, but keep it controlled, and keep it narrow in the lows. The sub stays the boss down there. Now let's avoid common mistakes. Don't run stereo sub. Don't distort the sub so much that it turns into a fuzzy mid-range instrument. Don't kill your headroom. If your master is already near zero before the drop, you can't make the drop feel bigger. And don't put low end into your reverb. Always low cut your reverb return. Two quick pro style checks for beginners. First, headroom target. Before the drop, aim for your master peaking around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. That makes the drop feel easier to open up without clipping. Second, mono check. Temporarily put utility on the master and hit mono. If your drop loses a bunch of bass, something down low is stereo or phasey. And speaking of phase, if your kick and sub feel weak together, it might be timing, not eck. Use track delay on the sub track and nudge it a few milliseconds, like minus 5 to plus 5, and listen for the point where the low end feels firmest. Mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Make a 16-bar loop with breaks and sub. Automate three things. The sub auto filter cutoff hidden to open, the reverb send up before the drop then cut at the drop, and the utility gain dip right before the drop. Then export two versions, one with no automation, one with the full method. Match the peak level as closely as you can. Now listen back quietly. The version that still feels like it hits at low volume is the one with the best contrast. Final recap. Heavyweight sub impact is contrast and control, not volume. Hide the weight in the intro with low pass filtering, reverb tails, and a tiny level dip. Keep the sub clean, mono, and headroom friendly. Then reveal it at the drop like you're opening a door. If you tell me your BPM, which break you're using, and the key you're writing in, I can suggest a two-bar sub rhythm that dodges the snare accents and locks with a kick pattern.